I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Tensions between the United States and North Korea were already rising. Then came today's news that a North Korean court sentenced two American journalists to 12 years hard labor. Yuna Lee and Laura Ling were detained in March near North Korea's border with China. Their sentence today could further complicate relations with Pyongyang. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
The two women's five-day trial was held in North Korea's top court. Outside observers were not allowed inside. The two journalists were convicted of committing, quote, a grave crime. Today, a co-worker in the U.S., Holly Gibson, was despondent but hopeful.
12 years is difficult to hear, but I'm hoping that it's more symbolic than anything else and that maybe they'll be released within a matter of months.
That's not without precedent. 13 years ago, an American was detained by North Korea accused of spying. He was released after 3 months. This afternoon, a State Department spokesman said the North Korean court had completely ignored the legal process and called for the two women to be let go on humanitarian grounds. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called the charges absolutely without merit or foundation. But in an interview with the ABC program this week, Clinton said the cases should not be linked to broader issues.
We don't want this pulled into the political issues that we have with North Korea or the concerns that are being expressed in the United Nations Security Council. This is separate. It is a humanitarian issue.
But keeping the plight of the two American journalists separate from larger issues will be difficult, says Scott Snyder with the Council on Foreign Relations. He's the author of a new book, China's Rise and the Two Koreas.
I fully understand why the U.S. government would want to treat this as a humanitarian case separate from the political issues that are involved, but I also guarantee that the North Koreans are going to look at these two issues as connected.
In other words, North Korea has another bargaining chip. Defectors have described North Korean labor camps as dehumanizing, where prisoners are given insufficient food and forced to endure backbreaking work in mines or construction. Nick Sechaney at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says he doubts the North Koreans will actually send the two women to prison.
Precisely because the North Koreans would prefer that those things remain secret, and to escalate in that way would only increase more pressure to, you know, eventually get access or demand site visits, and they don't want to go down that path.
The Obama administration doesn't seem to want to go down any path with the North Koreans right now. This weekend, President Obama said he doesn't want to reward provocation. The administration says it's seeking a way to interdict North Korean sea and air shipments suspected of carrying weapons or nuclear technology. It's also looking into the possibility of putting North Korea back on the list of states that sponsor terrorism. This new tough stance could make it tricky to negotiate the release of the two journalists. But tough talk may fall by the wayside when the freedom of two Americans is at stake.
It's hard to imagine that any U.S. administration is just going to hang tough and let these two women go to jail.
Joel Witt is a fellow at Columbia University's Weatherhead Institute for East Asian Studies. He says it's good to talk tough, but the North Koreans have come to regard the U.S. government threats as empty.
North Korea has been subject to sanctions for 50 years. And certainly they've learned how to get around a lot of the restrictions that the outside world puts on them.
Witt says the U.S. government is going to have to reconcile itself to the inevitability of having to talk to the North Koreans and work out a cooperative path to a better situation. But that's unlikely in the short term, says Nick Sechaney. He says the Obama administration will need some time to figure out how to best handle the North Koreans.
So we might see a pattern of North Korean bravado, followed by condemnation, perhaps followed by some dialogue.
Sechaney says that's a messy process, one that no U.S. administration has fully mastered in more than half a century. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.